Well, a rare dance that tells a story of a bloody battle between Captain Cook and an Aboriginal resistance fighter from Western Australia has been revived after lying dormant for 50 years. The Joonba is one of more than 1,000 traditional songs and stories revived as part of a project by the Mowanjum community in the Kimberley. It was performed at the Mowanjum Aboriginal Arts and Culture Festival over the weekend. Matt Bamford reports from Broome.
It's after dusk at a bushy clearing in Western Australia's northern Kimberley region. Aboriginal men are painting themselves with white ochre while a crowd gathers on the red pindan dust. They're here to see the revival of a ceremonial dance that hasn't been performed here for more than 50 years. A Joonba, or traditional dance, about Captain Cook and the Aboriginal resistance fighter Yagan.
Yeah, it's a very exciting atmosphere at the moment. Everybody's happy and they've got a bit of laugh and they did the smoking of the ground, so yeah, it's going to be really good.
Peter O'Connor is the great-great-grandson of Wati Nyerdu, who composed the performance in the 1960s.
It made me feel proud, you know, just to be carrying on culture and tradition. Also, just to be able to have this thing continue to go, you know.
Cook never made it ashore in Western Australia, but for Aboriginal people, he was a symbol of British colonies spreading across the land. He's represented by a large, colourful totem held by the dancers.
As you can see, the way it's designed, it looks like the rigs of a sailing ship, and this is the sails that represents the sails and the rigs of a sailing ship.
In the dance, Yagan, a powerful boss of the Noongar people from the Perth area, fights Cook after his ship is pulled to shore by a devil.
And what happened was he had to fight with the Almrao, the white people, the Gadia. They killed Yagan and took his head back over to England. So this song got dreamt up by my great-great-grandfather.
It's an emotional story that might have disappeared forever, if not for the unearthing of an old photo of the totem.
We wanted to know what was this. This was a big totem. We wanted to look more into it, so we, you know, started to dig and have a look.
Nigina Naranyan woman and researcher Rona Charles helped investigate the finding.
But then we had a couple of old fella who were still around. They knew the totems.
It's one of more than 1,000 compositions that are now being preserved with federal funding and the University of Melbourne. It's performances like this that inspire Peter O'Connor to keep searching for these stories.
It felt, you know, really, really good to, you know, wake up the spirits of my old people, you know, and his song, and just to bring it back to life, you know. That's, you know, bringing the culture back, I guess, and making sure that it's not forgotten.
Peter O'Connor from the North Kimberley region, Matt Bamford reporting with Aaron Park, production assistants there.